consider these friends this year should be a schus for the entire world. We should be saved from this plague. The Mishnah says that if a person is mekadesh b'shor haniskal, tries to be mekadesh shuim with an ox that's going to be stoned, she's not mekudeshes. The Gemara says minayin. How do we know that? That a shor haniskal is aser b'hana. D'sanya mimash mishenam rasaka yisaka l'ashor. It says that the shor should be stoned. Any odea shenaveli? What? I don't know that it's an avela after a skill, of course. And avela is aser b'achila. So matamid loymar loyichal es b'sar. Why does the pasuk have to tell us not to eat its meat? Answers the Braisa, Magid L'chashim, Shechatol L'achar Shenigmar Dinoi, Aser B'achila. This tells us that if you shechted it after the Gemar Din, after the Beis Din had the Gemar Din, L'skila, it's then Aser B'achila. So the Pasuk is telling us two things. Number one, it's telling us that Sakal Yisakal Hashor, and then if it's not Niskal, even though it's shechted, it can't be eaten. Ad kan midivrei haGemara haKedusha. The Rishonim ask here, and in the Shita Mekubetzes, Bava Kama, Daf Mem Aleph, why don't we say Neima deBoi Kra that we need the pasuk Doliochal Es Bisaro to tell us that you can't eat its flesh, leBen Pkua, for a Ben Pkua. That's why you need the pasuk. You have an animal who's a fetus that's taken out of the stomach of another animal after the shechita. The din is that it's mutter b'achila even without shechita. That's the ben p'kua. So if that's the case, that we have an animal that doesn't require shechita, then why don't we have to use the pasuk for a ben p'kua that killed somebody? Just because a ben p'kua doesn't mean he doesn't kill. He's a ben p'kua, this animal. It is a ben p'kua, killed somebody, and it doesn't require shechita, and it's not aser al tznevela. So tell me that that's what the pasuk is telling us. V'lo yechal es b'saro, you now that eat its flesh, she'im ben p'kua harag. So then even after the skila, it's still going to be aser, because without the pasuk, we would say that a ben p'kua is mutter. Because it doesn't require shechita, so who cares that it was stoned? It's not going to be in a vela. Kamash malan that it's still aser. So why doesn't the Gemara tell us that that's why we need the pasuk? So the Tosis Rid answers that a ben pkua ain't on aser klal. The shechta koydin Gemara dino mutter. V'kol shekein ben pkua shenagach vehemus me misim osa kedei lasalek hanezek min haolam. Avo besaro ain't on aser shekit. Bisra b'dikula damia b'dami l'shor sheshechta bo shnayim v'roiv shnayim v'heimis es ha'adam she'ein b'saro aser kevan shu shachot. Wow, says the Tosis Rid that it's not true. The Gemara didn't answer that the ben p'kua is aser because the ben p'kua is takanat aser. It's not aser at all because it was shechted before the if an animal was shechted before the Gemara din, then in theory it should be mutter. If it's shechted after the Gemara Din, so we have a limud of the Gemara Aser. But if it was shechted before the Gemara Din, then it's mutter. So what's the problem? Kol shekein ben p'kua. A ben p'kua should certainly be mutter if he was no geach, if he was mamis. So why do you kill him? You kill him to remove the nezek from the world. But the baser is mutter. It's like he was already shechted. Let's say you have an animal that was already shechted. Two simanim or most of two simanim, and then it went and killed somebody. The baser is not going to be aser because it's already shachut. So this animal, this ben p'kua, is considered already shachut, and memela its flesh is going to be mutter. V'chein tirtzu v'das the kenim balitos. So the Gemara didn't answer that the Gemara that it's teaching us that a ben p'kua is aser if it killed somebody, because it's not going to be aser. A ben p'kua's baser is not going to be aser after the skila. So ask Hagon Ramoshe Chavroni Zichrono Levracha, we're going to go on his derech, that the Tosis Rid requires understanding Ma'in Yin Ben P'kua L'Nishchat Koydin Gemara Din. How can you shtel tzu, how can you compare a Ben P'kua to an animal that was shechted before the Gemara Din? If it was shechted before the Gemara Din, Harei Ein Shor L'Duno B'Skila, If it was shechted before the Gemara Din, so then there's no shor that you can say this shor is chayiv skila. But a ben pkua, that's a living shor, and you can v'shayich be Gemara Din, you can have a Gemara Din for a ben pkua, and you can have a chayiv skila for a ben pkua. Why shouldn't the baser be aser? How can you compare it to a shechted before Gemara Din? Shechted before Gemara Din, there's no shor to say that it's chayiv skila, but this ben pkua was mischayiv skila. And that the Tosis Rid compared a ben pkua to a shor, that two of the simanim were shechted, or most of two of the simanim were shechted. And then, v'hara gets to Adam, shebisaro mutter, kevin shu shachut. So we say that shechted bo shnayim or rov shnayim, and it killed somebody. So the basar is mutter because it's already shachut. That also requires understanding maman of shach. If shechting to simanim even afterwards, it's still called a living shor. So then how do you know it's not aser? Maybe it is aser. What's the pshitus of this Tosis Rid that it's not aser? Maybe it is aser. Because if it's aser, if it's living, then skila is shaykh. You can have skila in a Gemara Din. And if shechting to simanim is not considered living, then what's the dimyon, what's the comparison to ben pekua? Ben pekua is a living animal. And this animal, after two simanim, is a dead animal. So if it's a dead animal and it shechted, so it's a dead animal, so there's nothing to talk about. But if it's a ben pekua, it's a living animal. So a living animal could be chayav skila, and if it is chayav skila, then the basar is aser. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. That's what the Gemara could have been teaching us. So it's hard to say that the Chiddush here is that it's hard to say that the Chiddush of the Tosis Rid that a ben pekua is not aser. So why is a ben pekua not aser? A ben pekua is not aser because it's like an animal that was shechted before the Gemara Din. An animal that was shechted before the Gemara Din is a ganer. There's no Gemara Din for skila. But this ben pekua has a Gemara Din for skila. And to compare it to an animal where two of the simanim were already shechted and then it gored, and such an animal you're not going to give skila to, who says? Maybe you will give skila to such an animal if it's a living animal, and then the baser will be aser. Just like so to a ben pekua, the baser will be aser. Or no, say that it's already dead. When it's dead, don't compare it to ben pekua. Ben pekua is alive. So where are we going to go with this, sweet friends? Das ist unser Problem. That's our problem. So, says Harav Chevroni as follows. The Rambam, in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chof Beis, writes, Ne'amar b'shor nisko v'lo yechal es b'saro, v'hecha yevshe l'achlo achashur echrish achash nisko, v'rehu nevela, ela lo ba'akosav, ela lo hodi'acha, shekevan shenigmar dino liskila, ne'asar v'nasike behema tumea, v'im kodem v'shachto shchita k'sheira, hareze osir behanoya, v'imachal mi'besaro loke. V'chein, kishesi yisakel lo yimacher, v'lo yitnenu l'klovim, v'lo la'akum, l'kach ne'amar lo yochel es b'saro. Ad kan mi divrei haneshar gadol Ram says, it says by the shore in his gold that the mefillah shouldn't be eaten. How is it shaykh that it should be eaten after the skila? Aye, it's an avela. Rather, the pasuk is coming to teach us, pasuk is only coming to teach us, that since there's a gemara din for skila, it becomes aser and becomes like an impure animal, like a behemoth tameya. And if you shecht it before in the shechita k'sheira, it's still going to be aser bahana. And if you wait from the basar, it's going to be loke. And if when it gets skila, you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to give it to the dogs, you're not allowed to give it to goyim, it's aser bahana, le'ochel, it's basara. As ad kan b'divrei Rambam, as divrei Rabbeinu tzrichim iyum. Omer Rav Chevroni, the Rambam requires understanding. He writes the reason. Shenishchat achar gemar din she'asur bahanoya. Why, if there's a shechita after gemar din, is it aser bahana? Mishum dekevan shenigmar dino, omer Rambam, ne'asar v'na'asa kebehema tmea. Because after the gemar din, it becomes like a behema tmea. Ve'eino muvan lichora. Apparently, this is very difficult to understand. Nesar v'nasa kebehema tmea. Why does the Rambam say it becomes like a behemoth tumeya? Why? Im kavanato shene'asar mechayim. If you want to say that it becomes aser from life, and therefore it's aser after b'nishchat achar gemar din, why do you have to make this comparison to behemoth tumeya? Just say that it's aser. That would be a straight way of the Rambam doing it. The Rambam just has to tell us that it's aser. Aser is aser. We understand aser. We don't have to make comparisons to tell us it's like a behemoth tumeya. Tell me it's aser. And it's also mashma b'das haRambam that he holds that a shor niskal is an aser mechayim, that it's not aser already in life, because he says v'chein l'kishayisak, when it gets skila lo yimocher, it shouldn't be sold, and it shouldn't be given to the dogs, and it shouldn't be given to the goyim. Mashma hamechayim ein iser l'aseis la'akum l'klavim. So that's after it dies. After it dies, don't give it away to the dogs, don't give it away to the goyim. But mechayim, when the animal's still alive, there's no iser. So it's mashma that it's not aser mechayim. And not only that, the Rambam writes, Perakid Aleph Alacha Zayin, Mechos Niske Mamun, Muad Shehemis Vehizikim Kadmu Vedanu, Dine Nefashos, Chosim Vedanos, Dine Mamunus, Umehechem Mishtalim, and Ashevach Sheshbiach Beridiyaso, Achar Shenigmar Dino. Harei. Shemutar lachrosh b'shor niskal achar shenigmar dino. Rambam hari kotev that if you have a muad that killed, and also did nezek, if they did the dinei nefashis first, then afterwards you do the dinei mamonis aspect, the nezek, and then where do you pay from? Min hashevech sheishbiach b'ridiyaso. Achar shenigmar dino, with the charisha that it did after the gemar din, that's the payment, that's the hana. So this is really weird. You're getting hana mutar lachrosh b'shor niskal achar shenigmar dino. So it's muchach that it's not aser mechayim. Kashitas Rabbeinu Tam. So what is the Rambam writing? Shekevan shenigmar dino neesar. It's mashmatz neesar mechayim, but it's really not. And we have two proofs. A, once, because the Rambam says after skila, don't get hana from it, mashma before skila, yes. And we also have the Rambam in Niske Mamun, Yer Aleph Zayin, that you're allowed to get hana after the Gemar Din. So what's the pshat? So it would appear that the Rambam holds that there's no special lav not to eat the shor hanisko, but rather, the Isser Achila is only because of the lav of Nevela. And from the Pasuk of Lo Ye'ochel Es Bisaro, we learn only that there's an Isser Hana. There's no special lav of eating a Shor HaNiskal. The only Isser Achila we have is because it's a Nevela. That's why you're not leading a shor niskal, because it's an avela. And from lo yochel es bisaro, what do we learn from there? Not the eating of the flesh, but that it's aser v'hana. According to this, it would appear that the Rambam writes to shekevan shenigmar dino l'skila neser v'nasik behema tmeya. That the Rambam says, that since it's a gemar din for skila, it becomes aser, and it becomes like an impure animal, and therefore, if you shechted it after the gemar din, it's aser. What the Rambam means to tell us is that we learn from the pasuk that shechita is not effective. Why is shechita not effective? So that is upcoming attractions. Hopefully we'll explain why shechita is not effective. But the point is, before we get to that, maybe the future shir, but the point is that since the Rambam's telling us, since the animals are behemoth tmeya, don't try the shechita thing. It's not going to work. And therefore it was nishchat achar gemar dino, since it's behemoth tmeya, so the din is she'en lo din shechita. And the iser achila is al tznevela, since shechita is not effective. And we also learn from Lo Yochel Es Bisaro that it's Aser Bahana, even though normally Nevela is Mutter Bahana, as it says, Lagera Sheba Sharecha Titnana. But this Nevela of the Shor HaNiskal, the Torah Asered Bahana. So it's Meduyuk, what the Rambam concludes, V'chein Kishe Yisakel Lo Yimacher V'lo Itnenu L'Klavim V'lo La'akum. So why did the Rambam have to mention these things? Why does the Rambam just say Bekitzer that it's Aser Bahana? Because all Hanas are Aser. The answer is the Rambam is enumerating whatever it says about a nevela to be matir than a nevela. Sheb nevela katuv lakelev tashlichun oto. It says that you should throw it to the dogs. So the Rambam is contrasting and saying, no, don't throw it to the dogs. It says that in the pasuk, lager sheb sharecha titnena. So here it's saying, no, but you're not allowed to give it. Don't give it to the non-Jew. Don't give it to the Ger Toshev. So all of these the Rambam is enumerating as a surim to teach us that be'etzem there's no special lav of Shor HaNiskal, but rather the whole Isser of Shor HaNiskal is an Isser Nevela. That's the Isser of Shor HaNiskal. But this Nevela is not like all other Nevelas. Other Nevelas are Mutter Bahana. You're allowed to sell, you're allowed to give to a goy, you're allowed to give to the dogs. And this nevela is aser bahana. And this also would seem to be the pshat in the Meiri. V'shor niskal shaser banagam kein lo sof davar mishaniskal ela af shachtu mishanigmar dino lisakal aser bahana bein besaru bein oro af al pi shashar hanos anevelos mutaros. See what he says here? He says that even if it's shechted, it's aser. He says that not only mishaniskal it's aser, even if you shechted after the gemar din, for skila it's aser bahana, bein besaro, whether it's the flesh, whether it's the skin, afal pi shishar nevelos mutaris bahana. Normally, nevelos are mutar bahana. And this nevela is aser bahana. So apparently he's saying what we're saying, that be'etzem there's no special iser on a shor haniskal, and the iser is only out nevela, bein sheniskal, bein shenishchat, whether it was stoned or whether it was shechted, that's the iser. Iser nevela. But what's special about a shor haniskal is that its nevela is aser bahana, unlike other nevelos that are mutter bahana. So we are only betchilas haderech. There is a lot yet much to say, and the beritzos Hashem darkeinu, we will hopefully be zoche to continue this shir and see more and more niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.